let's do this. Random topics, but this time it's random questions from a Facebook group. It's called a group where we all ask each other ridiculously personal questions.
Yeah.
It's a private group. Okay. You can.
And you're a member of this.
Yeah, but you can, I mean, it wasn't a lot of vetting. I requested entry, and then I was in.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, maybe they did. I don't know.
Well, I know that your wife is, she's really big on these exclusive Facebook groups.
She is the one who told me about it. God, she told me about one this weekend that she, again, in a way that was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I got invited. Because it came up the other times. Like
I got invited.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on with your Facebook groups, but some of them are entertaining. All right. So this first one, this is for the guys. Ladies, okay. It doesn't apply to you.
Okay.
Does having an erection feel the same as having to poop, but in front? That's a question, I assume, by a woman.
No.
But not even close.
No, it's a different.
Like saying, is being hungry the same as having a headache? Like, they're just two completely different things.
Yeah. Because one, I'm worried about really embarrassing myself in a totally different
way. The other one,
I
have to poop.
Right.
That's what you meant, right?
Yeah. No, that is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. All right. Not all of these are going to apply. To those who are borderline mentally impaired or similar, how do you get by? First answer, weed and tears.
Yeah, Lexapro.
Some of the answers there are the best part. All right, this one. Do you consider yourself a catch, Steve?
No.
No?
I think I'm fine.
You're fine?
Yeah.
Kelly?
Hell yeah, I'm a catch. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I got a college degree. I ain't doing nothing with it. I got a house. I got a car.
They really slowed down after college degree.
I got zero debt. Yeah, that's pretty good. Great personality.
Yeah.
And look at this jawline right now. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I mean,
never been more
goodness.
Of a catch than this exact moment. Hot Wings, are you a catch?
Damn right I am.
Yeah?
Are you kidding? Yeah, like Kelly, I got no debt. I know how to do stuff around the house.
That's overrated.
All right, by this.
Says the guy married to, like, Mrs. DIY.
Yes,
by these
great.
Metrics,
catch.
I'm a catch then. Yeah. Oh, by the way, how'd your big home improvement project go this weekend?
Great, I had it done by Friday at 3 o'clock. You guys are like,
are you still here for that on Friday?
I don't remember much of Friday, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah,
no, I doubt it.
Freebeard was bragging about this big bathroom renovation he was going to do this weekend.
I said, what are you guys doing this weekend? And they're like, I'm going to work on my shed. And Hot Wings gave a Hot Wings answer. And I said, oh, I'm going to remodel a bathroom. And
they both
immediately started making fun of me. And then I saw them exchange glances. And they later revealed whether they were both debating internally whether or not to tell me how hard that is and how I would never finish it. But the actual bathroom improvement was adding a curved shower rod instead of a straight one.
We did talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. Because
you had a lot of thoughts on that decorative plate.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, you did too.
Yep. It's all good, though. Oh, what a new bathroom, though, huh? It's gorgeous.
So much shoulder room now.
It is. You don't have that plastic, you know, shower curtain touching you every time.
Mm-hmm. It is nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Maitland, are you a catch?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you are.
We're all catches.
I know how to dress. I'm kind of funny. I got a cool job. I got a lot of debt, but I make up for it in smiles.
That's right. There is an equivalency.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's not so bad if everything else is good.
Yeah.
Right? What is a deep fear that keeps you awake at night? Hot Wings.
Boy, there ain't a whole hell of a lot that keeps me awake at night.
No, I don't.
No, not really. I mean, there's things that I wonder about and I go, God, you know, I hope AI doesn't kill us or I hope something bad doesn't happen to my kids, stuff like that. But I try not to like internalize that to the point where I can't sleep. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if things are beyond my control, I try not to worry about them. I can't worry about that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, do you have one?
No.
If I'm home alone, because I've just been sick lately, so I stayed at my house, the fear when I'm going to bed is that somebody's, like, in my house, and that'll keep me up. Oh, I hate that feeling.
Ugh. Yeah. Steve?
No fears. Like, I don't have fears that keep me up at night. I just have stupid stuff that goes through my brain that keeps me up at night.
Like what?
Like, if I'm like right now I'm in the middle of a big project and I'll lay in bed at night and think, okay, what are my next steps? What do I have to prep? What do I have to have ready to do this? I need to go to the store and buy this stuff. So that way that doesn't hold me up when I'm trying to do that.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of, it's organization. Yeah.
Like you're making lists.
Yeah.
Checklists.
Yeah.
Let's see. This one's very deep. Doesn't relate to any of us. How do you deal with going to see your friend who is dying for the last time?
Boy. Really sad.
Yeah, right? I never thought about that.
Yeah.
I have not had that experience.
I haven't had it with a friend, but I've had it with a family member who was really young. He was 11, and we knew that he wasn't going to make it, and that was really, really sad.
Yeah.
But it was weird because people wanted to, like, take pictures. While you were, and he was hooked up to a million machines. He didn't look like himself. And that was kind of like, I know you want to do this, but I didn't even know if I wanted to be here for this. It felt so weird.
Was he conscious?
No, not at all. Mm-mm, hadn't been for like 10 days. Yeah. So that was so strange. But people cling to that kind of like that last moment that they get or that last bit of hope. Maybe something will change.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's true. All right. This one. This one has lots of answers on here. This is from the Facebook group, a group where we all ask each other ridiculously personal questions. Parents, what's one thing you don't like about having children?
Having to adjust my schedule to drive them everywhere.
Yeah. My dad,
that they're older, that's the biggest hassle.
My dad used to, and it stuck with me the first time he said it to me, like feeling like he was a taxi and a bank. The first time he was like, I feel like I'm just your taxi and your bank. And I understood completely where he was coming from. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you know, I was a teenager. I wanted to go see my friends, but I needed a ride and I needed money to be able to go do things.
But I don't really want to talk to my dad other than that.
Right. We were close. We were cool, but it wasn't.
But when you're teens, yeah.
It was just a second thought, right? And once he pointed it out, I was like, oh, you're more than a bank to me. You're more than a ride, you know?
Mm-hmm. Some of these.
Lack of spontaneity. Spontaneity.
Yeah.
Not just being able to say, let's go to a movie today. What the heck?
Yeah.
Let's go out to dinner. Certain things, yes, you can still do, but it's
not the same.
There's so much more involved.
I hate telling them the same thing over and over and over again. And then when you say, do you remember me telling you that? And they say, yes. It's mad. Mm-hmm. Here's some that people said. Most answers are things like this. What do you hate most about having children? The answer, his father. Their dad.
Oh, okay. Still having to deal with the other.
Their mom. This one. I don't have a life anymore. I'm 23 and I went to the bar for the first time yesterday. It's also the first time I've gone out in 3 years, so it's kind of lame. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had kids at 20.
Yeah.
Wow.
This person, I hate how fast they grow.
Yeah, it's shocking how quickly it happens.
That's a weird catch 22. You know, you're like, man, I can't wait until they're big enough where they can handle this on their own. But then when they do, you see the picture of them when they weren't that big, and you're like,
or how quickly they change their mind on what they love as far as food. Like 1 week, it's all mac and cheese.
Everything.
And then the next week, it's like, I hate mac and cheese. What do you mean you hate mac and cheese? Mac and cheese is delicious.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah, you loved it last week.
This poor woman in this group wrote, what do you hate most about having kids? She said, how everyone almost loses all sympathy for you and says, this is how it is now, and you're the one who wanted kids, so you can't complain now. First response, well, they're not wrong. You did choose to have kids. It's a stranger who doesn't even know. That is the least supportive response I've ever heard.
Because
there's a difference between being frustrated by the experience and complaining about it, you know.
Yeah, but if that person is on a group forum, she probably complains about it all the time to everyone she knows. She's taken it to a forum.
This answer, people are answering very honestly on this. Jillian writes, all of it. I hate all of it.
Some people do. Yeah, that's rough.
Wow, there's not even a little bit of joy.
That's sad.
That's really sad.
Yeah. Sadder for the kids.
Yeah.
Should women be drafted if there's a large war and conscription is needed? Steve.
Yes.
Kelly.
I don't know the answer to that. I really don't.
don't really want anyone to get drafted.
Yeah.
Men or women.
Yeah.
I think that's probably without saying.
I mean, if we get to that point, though.
Yeah. But
if it's serious enough.
Yeah.
Yes. The strong ones. I would take there in many cases, there are plenty of women I'd take over guys I know.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm friends with so many lummoxes.
Maitland, what do you think?
I think so. Just like Hot Wings was saying, the strong ones.
Yeah.
But that's not how a draft works.
The Lucy Lawlesses. But you also don't have to put everyone who gets drafted on the front lines. Not everyone who gets drafted is on the front line. There are other ways that you can contribute.
Well, and also, too, if you get drafted and you have, like, certain mental issues and certain, like, health conditions, they don't let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is, just from a nation-building population standpoint, women are going to be needed to replenish the population. And if you're sending a lot of women off and they end up having deaths, it's going to be harder to replenish the population after a massive hit.
That's why you send equal numbers,
I suppose.
Yeah, I think that if, speaking of equal, I just think that across the board, if you're going to draft men and women, then all things should be equal across the board for men and women, whether it comes to finances or health, medical procedures, things like that. Mm-hmm. I think that's what should be fair. But if you're still targeting women more than you are men, then maybe target men in a different way, which sounds terrible to say.
Yeah.
But, I mean... That's just kind of how I feel about
it. Not a great theoretical situation.
Yeah,
this one's scary. Not scary, but it's kind of sad. Men, do you have any feelings other than anger? And it's a guy asking that, and I can't help but think that person only has feelings of anger.
Well, clearly.
Like, I have all feelings.
Yeah, I have.
Anger's pretty far
down. I think I have most of the feelings. So, yeah, your only one is anger. You might want to take a chill pill.
This text. I hated going to conferences and helping with homework when it came to kids. Helping with homework is weird because I growing up, my parents didn't help me with homework and I didn't want it either. And didn't need it. And so whenever my kids are like, I need you to help me with the homework, I'm like, yeah, figure it out. You're the one going to school. I don't say that, but that's in my head. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, if you don't know, ask your teacher a question. Well, I got to the point where for me, the only thing that they would ever ask about maybe was math. And they both passed me so fast in math. They're both way better at math than I am, especially the way they do it when they're young now.
Right.
Where it's all these like lines and crosses and it's new math. And I go, I honestly don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. New
I
math.
Don't know what you're doing.
No, I couldn't understand it.
Why do you have 48 columns?
Yeah. Is the new
for
math
what you're doing?
The goal just to use up lots of paper on one question.
I think so. Yeah.
My parents weren't super helpful. They would just repeat the questions to me louder, thinking that it would finally make it click in my brain.
Yeah.
It would be like, Johnny has 17 apples. And I'm like, what are apples? And they're like, Johnny has 17 apples.
Well, if you're asking what are apples, I don't blame them.
Yeah, you're missing the point of the question.
But... Well, that was just a very good example, guys.
Maitland,
I
feel like I might be guilty of the one of doing exactly what you just said. Read it again.
Stupid kid doesn't even know what apples are.